So what we have here are the rostra, the saws of two sawfishes that are found in the United States, the large-toothed sawfish and the small-toothed sawfish. The large-toothed sawfish, appropriately enough, has larger teeth than does the small tooth. Both of these species are critically endangered species worldwide and are on the endangered species list in the United States, the first such marine fishes in the United States. The small tooth is found only on the southern tip of Florida now, the remnants of a sad range that once went from New York all the way to Brazil. The large tooth was last seen in U.S. waters about 50 years ago and is essentially extinct in U.S. waters right now. As a group, the sawfishes, of which there are five species worldwide, are endangered throughout their ranges, largely because these animals are found very close to where humans live. They like to live in estuaries, the brackish water areas between freshwater and marine areas. They move up into rivers. And, of course, all of these locations are close to where humans have habitation, where we fish, where we throw our garbage, where we put up our dams. And so, as a result, sawfishes are in some trouble around the world because of human activity. My name is George Burtis. I'm a director of the Florida Program for Shark Research at the Florida Museum of Natural History.